You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Jeremiah 33. Father, I ask you to give me revelation as I share your word. In the name of Jesus, by your spirit, I pray. Amen. It says, can I hear myself in this monitor, please? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. That's good. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knoweth. Let's read it one more time together. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now lift your hands and begin to call him. Just call him. Call him in your heart. Call him in your heart. Now, while you're calling him with a relationship, just begin to say, I give you praise, Jesus. Now, talk to him like you are in relationship with him. Whisper to him and let him whisper back to you. You have a right to do that. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And the people said, Father, anoint me to speak your word and empower me with revelation for the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, is the room too cold, or are you okay with this? It's cold. So, it's good? It's good? Okay, it will keep you awake? Okay, we'll leave it like that then. Thank you. We'll leave it like that. They're okay with it. This hotel has one of the best staff we've ever seen before. And they have taken good care of us. Amen. So if it gets cold, let us know. We'll let them know, and they will fix it for you. Amen. Right now, as I share the word of God, I want to show you from the scripture that God has a plan to show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God wants to show you things which thou knowest not. But you have to call him to encounter them. You have to come to a place of knowing that God wants to reveal himself into your life in a mighty way. But you have to be willing to call. Today I want to share from the scripture when and how to enter into the realms that God has ordained for us. Because the Lord does not do anything without revealing it to his prophets. Now, we're going to talk about the revelation, why Christ came, what Christ came to introduce, the dimension that Christ introduced of grace. He's open for everybody, anybody, a Muslim, a Hindu, a pagan, whatever they may be. If they call and say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me, he will come into their lives and save them right there. Some say amen. That's a dimension that is free for everybody to access. We have the liberty and the right to access the dimension of grace when we accept Christ into our heart as Lord and Savior. It's introduced into our lives. Some say amen. It's entitlement to all the benefits of heaven to a believer, which means when God put man on earth, he didn't put him on earth as a liability. God put us on earth as an investment. Some say amen. We're not here just to consume, but we're here to to multiply, be fruitful and multiply. God believes in multiplication and increase. God believes in advancing his kingdom to every level of life. Somebody say hallelujah. But see, Satan brought sin because sin separates man from God. When there is sin in life, it separates us from God. And because there is sin and our life is separated from God, we are limited. So when we accept Christ in our heart, we enter into the realm of grace, whereby the heavens are open to us. But there is a price we have to pay to begin to walk into the deeper dimensions of the Spirit. The Bible says, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Which means after you accept Christ, then you begin the journey of obedience. As you begin to obey God, the Lord begins to give you deeper revelation about him, which opens you up to dominion. God wants us to be responsible, to take responsibility. God wants us to take dominion. God wants believers to function in leadership, to inspire, to unlock breakthroughs in the lives of the people. So tonight, you're here to be empowered by God spiritually, to bring your life to a place of knowing why you're here and not waste your time ever again. That every day and every minute of your future, God has already planned it out. But if you follow the footsteps God is guiding you through, you will make it to your destiny without any struggle. The Bible says the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. So the word call here, when God says call unto me and I will answer thee, it means relationship. Now everybody can call him, but most people, they're not even in a relationship with him. So when they call him, they're going to get what they want. But God's not going to show them great and mighty things that they don't know, because they're going to destroy them. God won't show you great and mighty things unless you are in relationship with him. That's what introduces you to the greater dimensions. The disciples that walked with Jesus, not every one of them went to the mountain of transfiguration. He only took three, because the others were not ready, I believe. God loves everybody, but you must be willing to step out of the confusion and the wild mess and enter into a quiet time with the Lord so he can show you mighty things. This kind of calling I'm talking about is what you're doing tonight, showing up here, leaving everything you had to do so you can come and spend time with the Lord. And these hours you're spending here, you're investing in the glory. Somebody say hallelujah. So the glory realm that I want to talk about is what God is and what he stands for. In the realm of his glory, because we're here to declare his majesty. So when we enter the realm of his glory, we begin to seek him, to yearn for him, and do things that are about him. Everybody said, God is great and he's majestic. So when we enter the realm of the glory of God, we begin to talk to him and fellowship with him in his majesty as it is in heaven. When he was teaching us to pray, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So in the heavens, God's will is done. There is no sickness in heaven. God's will is done. There is no depression in heaven. God's will is done. There is no addiction in heaven. God's will is done. There is no sin in heaven. Somebody say amen. So we that live on earth, we are to demonstrate what we encounter from spending time with God. So once that dimension is unlocked into your life, once you enter the realm, then you begin to experience the supernatural manifestations of his grace that we talk about and we experience in our services. Somebody say amen. We've been experiencing great and mighty things in God's realm, in the realm of his glory. Everybody say, I have a right to freedom by his grace. I have a right to deliverance by his grace and mercy. So when we begin to call on the Lord through a relationship, we experience spontaneous results. When Peter was arrested, the disciples gathered together to pray, and he was released when an angel of God was sent from heaven to take him out of prison. Peter thought he was sleeping. The glory suspends the natural and enforces the heavenly. Peter thought he was dreaming when he was coming out of prison, because an angel woke him up and said, "Let's go." For he thought it was a dream. And when the people were praying, the answer came so fast that when he knocked on the door, they thought it was his angel. You see how God works miracles? The manifestation happened before the prayer was finished. They began to pray that God would release Peter from prison. Before they finished to pray, Peter was out and he was at the door knocking, and they didn't even believe that it was him. Which means God's grace overlooked all the human limitation. God's glory overwrought all their human limitations and spontaneously released Peter from prison to destiny. That is a form of translation, because the prisoners were sleeping. God miraculously took Peter out of prison and brought him to his where he's supposed to be without any physical strength involved. When did Peter realize that it was not a dream when he was walking on a street? So the angel took him out. How many of you need that kind of deliverance? Hallelujah. I need that kind of deliverance. Someone say amen. I'm sick and tired of ordinary church. I want unusual church. Someone say amen. You say, what do you mean by that? Because we know all over the world, people go to church, they come in sick, they go back sick. Sometimes they get touched. Probably the migraine you hear. No, I want to hear miracles, legs growing. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to see eyes coming back in the sockets. Hallelujah. I want to see the dead bounce out of coffins. Hallelujah. I want to see short people grow tall. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, neighbor. God can do more than what we heard about. You see, some people say, well, preacher, it's not really important for the miracles, because all you need is to have a relationship with Jesus. I agree with you, but I want everything in the package that the Lord has for me. Someone say amen. It's called the combo. When you pull through the Wendy's, they ask you, do you want the meal or you just want the sandwich? You know, I want everything. Someone say amen. I want the drink, I want the fries, and I want the meal. Someone say amen. I want everything. So some people say, well, all I need is salvation. Praise the Lord. Salvation comes with deliverance. Salvation comes with healing. Salvation comes with prosperity. Somebody say amen. You know, Jesus is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, which means I have faith that I'm going to be debt-free before the Lord returns. Somebody say amen. Look at somebody, my neighbor. I want my flight free from debt. Imagine the Lord showing up and you owe people money. The rapture coming, but you're in debt. You haven't paid your home off. You haven't paid your school loan off. You haven't paid everything off. So you're going to leave people crying. Oh, they left, but they never paid my bill. Everybody said, the Lord shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. How many of you believe you can come out of debt spontaneously? Just like that. Jesus had no debt. Do you know the Lord doesn't like debt? That when he owed taxes and they came to collect the taxes, he told the disciple, go catch that fish and take that money out and pay them. He didn't waste time, because he doesn't want debt. That's why God is Jehovah Jireh. Someone say amen. The things that God wants to do in your life so you can be a witness and a living testimony. I'm reading about the mighty wonders in the Bible. How come we don't see them today? If they're in the Bible, that means our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are we streaming so I can talk to the people watching? Thank you. Then maybe you're watching by television. There is no distance in the spirit. If you're in a wheelchair, you're going to come out of that wheelchair. If you have a cancer, it's going to drop off you right now. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because I don't serve a dead God. I serve a living God. There is no distance in the spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says that this is not my book. I never wrote it. It was written by God himself. It says, and the Lord shall supply all my need according to his riches in what? It never said according to his riches in Bank of America. It never said according to the riches in the tax returns you file. It never said according to the riches in your mama's inheritance. Ever said there is wealth in the glory that I need to withdraw. Now some of you have never even withdrawn from the glory. Some of you have just learned to do that recently. You just learned to do that. It was a God who supplied my need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. It was the glory of God is loaded with wealth. I'm about to surprise some people as I withdraw my blessing. Someone say hallelujah. Look at three persons and say hello. I know we are friends, but Jesus is not your uncle. So don't get jealous when he blesses me. Now I want to teach you from the scripture how to walk in this dimension. Because if you learn from the scripture, then you will not have anybody come and talk you out of it. Because ignorance is the devil's best weapon. Keep people ignorant. That way you can kick them whenever you want to kick them. Now, do you realize that in the realm of God's glory, there is unstoppable worship. Ever say, worship will never cease because his glory is present. So worship has to continue. So worship is not just singing, but it's declaration of who he is. So we live a lifestyle of worship in honor of him. Somebody say amen. As God blessed you, it is for his glory. As God given you a promotion, it's for his glory. Has God increased you in any way? It is for what? His glory. Worship is the lifestyle we live. So you have to start living a lifestyle of worship. In worship, there is no murmuring and complaining. Replace murmuring and complaining with praise. Out of the lips of babes, God has ordained what? Praise. Hallelujah. Let praise continue in my mouth. Somebody say amen. In my heart. It has to continue 24/7. The Bible says prayer without ceasing. These are things that can only manifest when you're in the spiritual realm. Somebody say amen. Walk in the spirit and you will not gratify the flesh, because the flesh is separated from God. To be carnally minded is to die. When you are carnally minded, you are dead. There is a lot of believers that are dead. They're separated from God. Because they think like the world, talk like the world. And put limits on God like the world. That's all they do. Because they are raised up to think that God thinks like the world. God doesn't think like the world. Somebody say hallelujah. God thinks differently. God does things what? Differently. I was invited into a hospital to pray for somebody dying of cancer. I shared this testimony before. I'm going to share it again. The hospital told her that we're going to, it was JFK Hospital. They don't play. They told her we're going to discharge you because, going to release you because you don't have insurance. Critical cancer. Go home, die. She was crying, so we showed up at the hospital. When I walked in, the boldness came upon me. And I rebuked the cancer, and the cancer left. Right there, someone say amen. She began to smile. And favor came upon her from God. The hospital was shocked at everything that was going on. They told her, we're going to keep you a little bit longer, and we're not going to charge you anything. And when they released her, they could not find the cancer because God took it out. Somebody say hallelujah. That is the God I'm talking about. That he can change your situation spontaneously. If you call him, cancer is a killer. God took it out. Because he's a mighty God. This is why Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in what? In heaven. When we're in the glory zone, we are in the heavenly realm. So we have to know how to discern and reverence him and fellowship with him. So I could be talking to God while I'm talking to you, but I'm communing with God. Why? Because I'm not using the physical ear. No, I'm tuning into the spirit by following him. The footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. God wants to order everyone's footsteps to breakthrough, to deliverance, to restoration. The other time I was coaching a basketball game and I told this guy that was on the other side, I told him, okay, you got to grab the rebound because somebody is shooting a free throw. So I have two guys this side and I have two guys this side. So I told the other guy, the ball is going to come your side. So grab the rebound. He thought, I don't know what I'm talking about. Guess what? When the man shot the free throw, the ball went on his side and he missed the rebound. So I don't have to wait for the person to finish shooting a free throw to know where the ball is going to go. I already know where the ball is going to go before it goes there. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody say, call on the Lord and he will show you things that you don't know about. You say, oh, what? One time our basketball team is having a good time. They were being beat up. They were beating them so hard. So I showed up and they were really frustrated. So I said, I took a timeout. I told them, hey guys, stop playing zone. Begin to play man. Man defense. They said, no. All of them, all five players on the court said, no. We don't want to play man. We want to play zone. I said, okay, play zone. They got back. They beat them. They were down by 10 points. I said, okay, timeout. I said, now, are you ready to play man? Okay. Match up. In less than 5 minutes, they were back and they won the game. Somebody say hallelujah. Ever said there are things you're looking for, but God knows where they are. The disciples had walked all night. They could not find fish. But fish was right there. They couldn't see it. When the Lord of glory stepped into that boat, all fish showed up. And he said, put the net right there. The nets broke. Everybody said, that's what God does when you trust him. Somebody say hallelujah. We have seen people lose weight, 50 pounds, 30 pounds, instantly. You say, how does somebody lose 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds instantly? This is how they do it. It happens when they walk into the glory realm. Everybody said, no flesh can glory in his presence. You want to lose 40 pounds? They want glory in his presence. God will cut it off. Everybody say, Lord, you do your thing. I vow to give you glory. This other lady lost weight, but she didn't believe she lost it. So she went to the doctor to do tests. And the doctor told her, come back after 2 weeks. So the doctor did all the tests and said, you lost 30, how many? She said, 32 pounds. Medically proven by the doctor, because she weighed herself, she couldn't believe it. So she went to the doctor and said, you lost what? 32 pounds. You missed a place to clap to Jesus. Because the way the Lord took the weight off her was so spontaneous that she needed some medical proof. Because she didn't have to go to LA Fitness and sweat. Somebody say hallelujah. Spontaneous. It was a spontaneous. You know, the other lady told us when she came to our service in Minneapolis, she had a tight outfit on her because, you know, she's really loaded and blessed. I call them blessed, you know. And it's tight on her. So the glory came. I said, how many of you want to lose weight? She came forward, so I lay hands on her. God smashed somewhere off. The thing was loose. She said, my husband could be so happy with me. I said, yeah, it's time for your husband to be happy with you, lady. Somebody said, hallelujah. Because now he can pick you up. Somebody said, glory to God. Hallelujah. God wants you to enjoy your marriage. No more depression and arguing about weight.
neighbor, say the glory. Say the glory. Say the glory. Say the glory on the piano. Jesus walks into a situation. Everybody say, the Lord does not like when his children suffer. Disciples are gathered together and they get jealous because the crowds are too many. Send the people home, God. They gotta go get some food. He said, hold it. What do you got? Just had some little fish left and some little bread. Someone said, amen. He said, bring it to me.
What did he do? He gave thanks to God. What happened? It began to multiply. When does God move? When we give thanks. Not when we complain. Not when we resent. Not when we try to hold onto the little we have. Because it will kill you when you hold onto it. When we give. Someone say amen. He gave thanks to God. It multiplied. That's what happened with the widow. When she fed the prophet, it multiplied. How are you going to come out of debt when you stop talking about debt? How are you going to come out of debt when you begin to glory, when you stop glorifying the debt and begin to glorify the Jehovah Jireh? He's going to take care of it. Tonight I'm going to pray for people to receive supernatural credit in their rent, in their mortgage, on their car notes. I'm being honest with you because last week a woman testified when I prayed for people to receive, you know, tuition paid, she believed. And when she went to pay her tuition, which cost $1,500, the principal, whatever, the person running, did she say the principal? Who was there? Yeah, she said the principal. Check the numbers. Hey, it's been paid. Keep your money. She came to pay $1,500 because her entire bill is $12,000 something. So she came to pay part, you know, to catch up with. So she can continue getting her education. They told her, hey, we don't see our records show that this figure was already paid for. So take your money. Somebody said, God will go before me to level every crooked place straight, even the debt straight. Somebody say amen. What about the three people that testified that their phone bill was supernaturally paid for because I spoke it under the anointing. I said phone bills are being paid and they were paid. Now, last week when I was in Minneapolis, I believe they're watching me, a woman testified. I said this, somebody in the house, you're receiving $1,000 in your account. When I spoke that, God moved. This is how he moved, because God moves in mysterious ways. He could put money in your account, or he could touch somebody that owes you to put it there, or somebody just to bless you. So when I spoke that somebody's receiving $1,000 in their account, when she went home, because the service ended at midnight, by 8 o'clock, how many hours are those? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Somebody that owed her money woke up and went and put money in her account, $1,000 exactly. She did not call him and say, hey, give me my money. No. The person went and deposited money in her account because the Spirit of God went and spoke to him. And this person, I said, I'll never pay you, because she has a rental company and rent facilities, and this person had refused to pay, but they couldn't sleep that night until they put money in the account. Right there, somebody said hallelujah. Somebody said glory. A woman came with multiple sclerosis, multiple sclerosis. I don't care how they pronounce it. It's broken in Jesus' name. And hypertension. She suffered from hypertension and multiple sclerosis. And God gave me a word before I even began to minister. Somebody's being healed from multiple sclerosis and hypertension. She knew she was the one. And she took that word. She went to the doctors. They tested her and tested her. And they can't find it. It's been over a year. No multiple sclerosis and no hypertension. Those are killer diseases in America. What happened? When the glory of God showed up, it was removed from her. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Abraham said, my God will supply all my need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Now, I spoke about people experiencing supernatural hair growth, and we have seen people testify how God has caused the hair to grow. But you see, some people say, well, I need hair, but you see, I need hair. So some people decide to go get a hair from the shop. But you see, you got to think about the glory realm. Hallelujah. So if Jesus, you know, if how many of you know that Jesus wants me to have the real thing? Now, don't get offended if you love your extensions from the store. That's your choice. Hallelujah. But let me introduce you to the hair that comes from the glory realm. Are you ready for that? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I need some hair from the glory realm. Somebody say, I need some hair from the glory realm. So I don't have to buy hair from the store. Whatever they call the store, I don't even care about the name. Whether it's public or Walmart, whatever they call it. I told people the other day that some of you are wearing these extensions. God is going to invade you and they're going to fall off while you're sleeping. You're going to wake up and they're falling off and the hair is there. You see, some of you, because you love it so much, you go to bed with it and you wake up with it. Because one time I baptized this lady and it just flew off. We have a wonderful lady in the choir. She had a tall mountain on her head. And the power of God hit the choir section. It flew. She couldn't find it. It was on the floor. She grabbed it, put it back on. She didn't think I saw it, but I saw it. Hallelujah. But I acted like I didn't see it. Some will say hallelujah. Glory to God. But you see, now we've been witnessing people that come to our services receive supernatural hair growth instantly. Hallelujah. Let me see all people that came to our services before that God has given supernatural hair increase. Stand up on your feet right now, right wherever. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Look at all this book. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Bless. Clap hands for Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Stand up right there. That one. Come here. 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 Come with your baby. No, that one. Yes. Come with your baby. Yes. Is that your baby? Samantha? I thought that was your baby. Pick her up. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Probably she's wondering what's going on with my mother. Where are you with the mic? Is the mic expired? Should I use mine? Thank you. Now, this lady you see here went to sleep. She went what? Brother, bring the mic. Thank you. She went to sleep and she had something on her. What does she have? Let her tell you. Come right here. Come here. No, come up. All right, tell us.
Hi, everybody.
Glory.
I want to give God praise because numerous service apostles praying for hair growth, and it's not like I just kept saying I receive and believe. It's not like I was asking for it or anything, but God gave it to me. I was sleeping and I woke up. Okay. I was sleeping and I woke up and I had these big braids in my head and I
come stand by your wife, husband. Give your wife some support. God bless you, my brother. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was sleeping and I woke up and I found my braids on my pillow and I got scared and I thought my hair broke. And I went and got my hair wash and come to find out, God gave me hair and here goes my hair.
Somebody say hallelujah. So this is what God did for you. When the hair came, it knocked off the braids and stretched further. Hallelujah. God bless you. Clap hands to Jesus for that.
Everybody said, God, do it.
How many of you know that God can just surprise us? When she saw her braids had fallen off, she thought she lost her and all. God took the fake things off and increased it. Everybody said, the Lord wants to do more. God wants to do more. Everybody said, Lord, do more. Tonight I'm going to speak, God, I'm going to speak into the realm of the spirit. Supernatural hair increase. So God can increase your hair. When he stretch it again, he's going to be here. If he's been here, he's going to be here. Somebody say amen. How many of you want to get longer a little bit? Because the Bible says hair is the glory of a woman. Somebody say amen. As a lady, you must have long hair so you can bring glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't want no bald head women. Receive your hair now in the name of Jesus. I speak it now. Say, I believe and I receive it. Somebody say hallelujah. To God be the glory. Everybody say, let God do his thing. You see, when we believe God, God will do what he purposed to do. Now, before I finish, I'm going to show you how to withdraw from the glory. Because the Bible says, God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. There is no moth, there's no rust that can enter the glory realm. God knows what belongs to you, and he'll make sure that he gives it to you and to nobody else. Now, some of you, the enemy has stolen from you breakthroughs. God is going to help you recover them. Some of you, God gave you an idea in a dream, but you lost it because you did not remember your dream. God's going to help you recover it. Some of you, you lost some opportunities. God's going to make sure that you get them back in the name of Jesus. Some of us, I need a miracle. You see, God wants me to get one more hair testimony. Come here, young lady. You right there. Let's hear her testimony. Bring that mic, Mr. Mike. Let's go ahead, sister. Quickly, tell us what God did for you.
I had a dream, and somebody was cutting all my hair. I was at the salon. They're supposed to do my hair, but instead the lady started chopping all my hair off. So I woke up the next morning. I'm like, okay, weird dream. So now I'm brushing my hair. All my hair is falling off. And when I stopped brushing, it was at least this short. And I was crying. I'm like, oh, God, what's
going on?
It was
what, short?
It was like this short.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went to Apostle. I said, Apostle, well, my hair is falling out. I don't know what's going on. He said, okay, believe God. And he prayed for me, and all my hair grew back.
Now, I want you to lean back like this and turn around so they can see. Come up right here. Come right here. Come. Just come right. Now, turn around. Lean back. Look at that. Oh, hallelujah. Supernatural hair growth. God wants to show off. Everybody say, God, you are more powerful than what doctors can say. You are more powerful than what science can say. Now, not only has God blessed people with hair, but God has also increased people in height. Where is Sister Danette? I got to talk about that one. Is she here? Did she come to Miami? Bring her right here. Now, this woman you see here, when she came to our service, now, some of you probably had a testimony and you read about it on the newsletter, but she's here. Look at her. Where's her husband? Is he here? He didn't make it. He's at work. Okay. She came to our service. She had been measured by the doctors at 4'11 and a half. God increased her supernaturally to 5'2 and eventually made her 5'3. Hallelujah. 3.5 inches. God bless you. Glory to God. Instantly. It was an instant height increase. So maybe you're 5'4", you could become 5'6" by the time the service ends. No problem with that. God will give you the desires of your heart. Somebody say amen. You say, well, where is that in the Bible? The Bible says that God is the creator. The word creator means he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he created 2,000 years ago, he can create now. That's why when the people are walking in the When the children of Israel were walking in the wilderness, their shoes were never worn out. Because he led them by a pillar of fire, hallelujah, by night, and a pillar of cloud by what? Day. They were in the glory, so they could not wear out their clothes. Everybody say hallelujah. Are you ready for this? Some of you here, you came with a car that is messed up. God's going to fix it in the parking lot. When I begin to pray for you, someone say amen. It happened in West Palm. It's going to happen here too. Everybody said, God will take care of me because I love him. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Now, are you ready for this? God put food and manna fell from heaven. Everybody said, that can happen now. Which means I could speak in the spiritual realm and God will drop food into your Bible. Somebody say hallelujah. You say, well, what does that mean? The Lord shall supply your need according to his riches and glory. So if you're in Timbuktu and there is a hunger strike, you won't get hungry. Why? Because the Lord's going to feed you. Everybody say, I'm not going to go to a soup line because the Lord will take care of me. Somebody said, did you say food falling from heaven? Yes, because it's in the Bible. If it fell before, why can't it fall now? Did the Bible expire? Is our God the same yesterday, today, and forever? Well, I don't think we need to see that. Well, probably you don't need to see it, but if God wants to do it, who are you to stop him? Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody say, God wants to do mighty things that I don't even know about. Are you ready for this? Some of you here, God wants to bless you with bonuses at your job that you didn't expect. Your boss just going to walk to you and give you a check. I told this lady, God is giving you $3,000. The next day, she received $3,000. Somebody say hallelujah. Another one, I received a testimony in a text. The insurance company refused to compensate this lady for an accident she was in, and they dropped everything and they said, go, we will not pay you. She lost the case. When she came to the service, I said, total recovery. She said, I believe and receive. A few days later, the insurance sent her a check with a lot of money. Did you hear what I said? After that, closed the case and said, we're not going to refund you or give you anything. When she came to the glory realm, the insurance sent the check anyway. Someone say amen. When she's going to testify when she comes. I'm not going to testify for her. She'll testify for herself. But I told you, she got a check in the mail. Everybody said, God will do it for his glory. There are things that belong to you that you need them now. And God's going to bring them to you. There is no distance in the spirit. God knows who stole what belongs to you. And he knows how to make them bring it to you. Everybody say, it's my time for total restoration. Restoration comes when the glory is present. Somebody say, hallelujah. Everybody say, I'm believing God for total restoration. I need 2 more minutes before I finish. When we lift up Christ, he begins to do mighty wonders. He said, if I'm lifted up, I will draw men unto me. It's time for the church to begin lifting up Christ. It's time for believers to lift up Christ in our homes. God's going to bring romance back to your family. God's going to bring harmony in your home. God's going to bring harmony in your family. God's going to bring restoration. God's going to rekindle affection. Everybody say, I believe it and I receive it. There are people that have received curse. When I spoke and I said, God is going to give you a curse, they said, I believe and receive it, and they've got curse. The people that God has given homes, debt-free home. Everybody say, I need one. One lady testified, God gave her a home debt-free. She didn't even put a dime on it. The owner just gave her the keys and said, this is your house. And she came and testified, worth more than $100,000 property given to people. Everybody said, the Lord wants to bless me. All I have to do is to believe. How many of you want a property given to you? See, I'm not saying you should not work. I believe in hard work. I believe in paying our debt off. But sometimes God just want to take the weight off you. Somebody say amen. Sometimes God just want to surprise you. Everybody say, I'm his child. How many of you want to do good things for your children? That's the same thing with God. How many of you love gifts? God wants to give you some stuff. Somebody say amen. You didn't work a gift. You don't work for it. A gift just comes. Somebody say amen. They just give you a gift. You did not work for it. They just gave it to you. You didn't do nothing to get it. It was just given to you. With this kind of crazy economy, when God gives you a debt-free home, say hallelujah. God give you a debt-free car. Oh yeah. Somebody said glory. He can do it. Some of you are going to receive favor. It was a favor. Somebody said favor. Supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. Speak it three times. Again. One more time. Why? Because we're in the glory realm, so we can begin to speak things and they're going to happen. What? Because we're in the realm of glory, so we're going to speak things and they're going to what? Happen. Like diseases are dissolving. Sister, get ready because your cancer is living. Your cancer is living. Get ready. Ah, yeah. It's begun to pack now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't care what problem you came with tonight. God's going to knock it off in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, I want my miracle. Say, I believe in Jesus. I believe in miracles. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible because I believe and I receive. I receive. I receive. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You know, we have a woman in our church. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was spreading fast. They cut the breast off. God healed her when she came to my crusade. And it took all the cancer out. It's been now 6 years. They've never seen the cancer. You hear that? God took the cancer out of her. She came with breast cancer to the service and had cut the breast off. And the Lord told me that he was healing somebody from cancer, and she was in the balcony, and I pointed right where she was. They could not find the cancer. And they did tests after tests after tests after tests after tests after tests. They couldn't find it. But you see, they already cut the breast off. So one time I'm in a service. It's probably Wednesday, Friday. I don't remember. And I spoke to the Lord. I said, Lord, can you cause a breast to grow back? And God answered my prayer. I did not tell anybody. I just spoke to God. And she wrote me a note a few weeks later. And she says, man of God, my breast began to grow back. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody say, let God arise and let his enemies scatter. So they left you to die, but I'm here to declare that you're going to live all the days of your life. The title of my message tonight is God Has a Mind. You know, human beings, because of the corruption and the sin that entered in the land, have diluted the message and have tried to reduce God's functionability. And the most dangerous thing that can ever happen to any community or society in this world is to let sin give us a definition of who God is. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal what? Life. We can only experience God to the depth and length of our revelation of him. Revelation of God. Can we have somebody work on this, please? Thank you. I need the scriptures on the screen. When there is revelation of Jesus by his spirit in your soul, God will begin to teach you key wisdom principles that will inspire you to a deeper dimension of deliverance. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. God's thoughts are different from our thoughts. God's way of doing things is different from the way we do things. Most people in America today reverence knowledge, reverence technology more than they do God. God is sovereign, He's mighty, He's powerful, He's not limited. What does the Bible say in Isaiah chapter 10? Verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? The anointing. So the enemy who is fighting against a believer takes time to develop yokes and bondage which he puts on people. And once they begin to operate against any human being, you cannot enjoy your life. You can't live a life of freedom until those yokes are removed off your life, because they become hindrances. One of the yoke that the enemy has really benefited from is the yoke of ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. When you're ignorant, the devil rejoices in that. Get knowledge, get the word, get understanding, get revelation. Who is Jesus and what is he capable of doing? He's not only the savior of mankind, but he is Lord and God. Can I hear amen to that? Why did he come on earth and take on a human form? Because he came to redeem us, not because he was bored. Not because he didn't have anything to do. No, God sent his son to come redeem, save, and deliver mankind from bondage. Satan uses bondage in our bloodline to hinder us. When there's demons operating in your mind through the deception and the iniquity in your bloodline, they will contend and try to stop you from walking in victory and in deliverance and in the abilities that God has ordained for you. Let me show you something which is very powerful here. Most Christians today live below the standard of what God ordained for them. And most of them die before their time. Not because God wants them to die before their time, but because they're ignorant. The Bible says the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and what? To destroy. So the thief has a name. He has different identities, but he's still a thief. He operates in deception, intimidation. He uses sin as a door opener. He defiles. One number one mission of Satan when he comes around you is to defile you. That's why the Lord gave us the blood of Jesus, because it's a process of cleansing. We have to be cleansed continuously. It doesn't only happen one time. He who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. Of course, when you confess Christ and accept him in your heart as Lord and Savior, you are redeemed from iniquity and from sin. But for you to walk in victory, you have to go through the cleansing. Can I hear amen to that? So the blood of Jesus is what removes the defilement, because we live in a corrupt world. Demons look for legal grounds. They control people through how you think. For as a man thinketh, so shall he be. So if there is a bondage in your life, it is only there upon your approval. Because God gave you free will and he will never violate it. Tonight I want you to say this after me. This is my time to go to the next level of faith. Lord, pull me out of this pit in Jesus' name. So I'm going to show you from the scripture how you can walk in victory over Satan, sin, and pollution in the land. Because there is pollution in the land. There is defilement in the land. There is bondage in the land. There is wickedness in the land. And God can deliver you from all this evil by his spirit. So number one,
study to know God's will. We don't just, you know, think or imagine things. We have to know what is the will of God for our lives. Me and you have been given eternal life as a gift. Because when you receive Christ and Christ becomes your Lord and Savior, the gift of life has been released into you. So you have eternal life. So I am born again and I have eternal life because of the revelation that I have in Jesus Christ. So victory comes through the revelation of his Son, Jesus Christ. The Father in heaven gave us his Son, Jesus. Number two, we have to know how to exercise authority over the enemy. It's a spiritual benefit. God doesn't give authority to babies because babies will abuse it. You have to mature in the spirit so you know how to exercise your authority over the enemy. If we don't take authority over the enemy will try to mess up our life. David says, I was young, now I'm old, I've never seen a righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Two things you have to know. You're the righteous of God, but not because you're perfect, but because you have believed in Christ. So when you believe, you are open to receive. Believe brings what? To receive. To believe is to receive. Can I amen to that? You don't receive unless you believe. Number two, to believe is to see. You don't see unless you believe. Let me say that one more time. To believe is to receive. To believe is to see. What does the world teach you? See and believe. Verify. Really? How are you going to verify Jesus as Lord unless you have a revelation? Because your understanding is locked out. How did Jesus walk on water? How did he feed the 5,000? How did he cast devils out and enter the pigs which entered the ocean? How did he open blind eyes by spitting on dirt and cleansing somebody's eyes? In America, spit on somebody, you get a ticket. So probably Jesus would have got 200 tickets. The man's spit opened blind eyes. This man walked on water. This man commanded Lazarus to come forth, and the tomb opened. This man fed the 5,000. This man did unusual things. Why? Because he was in constant fellowship with his Father in heaven. Everything Jesus did, he saw his Father do. And Jesus said, the things I do, you shall do even greater ones because I go to my Father. Can I hear me to that? So the Lord has not stopped working. He is still working today like he did 2,000 years ago. I'm here to announce this today with all authority that God gave me, that your life is coming out of bondage in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.